All complaints to the Chofetz Chaim. You heard him actually saying it. Okay, fine. I never heard the Chofetz Chaim saying it, but we have it now. Okay. Thank you. All right, Rabbeisa, let's move forward. Where are we? Leila Seder, we saw the two Leila Seders.
Yeah.
Again, we're playing with these two dimensions all the time. Watch it closely. The Tzadik V'Tov Lo, Torah Shebaksav, Moshe Rabbeinu, the first Leila of Betochen of the Chovetz Levavos, and then Rabbi Akiva, Torah Shebaal Peh, Tzadik V'Ra Lo, and Rashi's Leila of Betochen. We see these two themes, stage one, stage two, flowing through the whole story here. Okay. We saw how Rabbi Akiva died. He was one of the Sarei Haruga Malchus. Died a horrific death that even Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time swallowing. Let's have a look at Moshe Rabbeinu's story. Chazal Matarin B'Midrash, Dvarim Rabba, B'Hachava. It's his Takluso Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a long discussion about how Moshe Rabbeinu left this world. Gabriel, Sava Bonish Moshe Shel Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Gabriel, go and bring me the neshama of Moshe. Gabriel, not happy with the job. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu is equal to 600,000. He's the equivalent of the entire Jewish people. How can I see his death? How can I even try and start up with him? Michael, so seems like the governor's not going to do this. Can't get any good help there, right? So he goes to Michael and he says, "Savonish, Master Shemoyish, I'm on the phone with Ben Shelen." And he said, "Lord Rav, why are you Talmid? I was his Rebbe, and he was my Talmid. V'lo yochel ani rot b'moyis. I can't see him dying." So Kodesh Baruch Hu realizes, you know, if you don't do it yourself, the job's just not going to get done. He calls up to the neshama. He says, "My daughter, 120 years, I had you in the goof of Moshe. Now come back to me. It's time to leave Moshe's goof. Come back to me." Amr lefanov. The neshama turns around to Hashem. Not having a good day today, is it? A rough day. Gabriel doesn't want to help you. Michael doesn't want to help you. And the Shama is giving you a hard time. Ribbono shel olam, yadati she'atah Elokei kol haruchos v'kol hanefoshes. I know that you are the God of all the of everything. And all the ruchos and all the nefoshes, whatever that is. Nefesh ha'chaim v'ameisim mesurim b'yodecho. The life and death of the neshamas is all in your hands. Vata barasi, vata yitzatani, vata nusatani, begufa shel Moshe me'vishim shana. And it's you that created me, and it's you that formed me, and it's you that put me into the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu 120 years. Va'achshav, yesh guf toho ba'olam yosim begufa shel Moshe shelo nira ba'ruach srucha ba'olam v'lo rimre tola. And now, is there a goof in the world more purified than the goof of Moshe Rabbeinu that never saw any impurity, nothing, no worm, nothing? The chenani of ohevo so so vanini v'aini rotzel etzemi menu. I love him and I don't want to leave. The neshama doesn't want to leave the goof. There's nothing the neshama hates more than the goof. But Moshe Rabbeinu's goof was so aligned with ruchnias that the neshama doesn't want to leave the goof. Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Neshama, say El Tachorai, come back to me. Vanimalu etcho l'shmei ha-shamayim el-yoynim. I'll put you in the highest heavens. Vanim ha-shabich etachas kisei kvoidi etzul kruvim v'srofim v'dududim. And I will place you under the kisei ha-kovod with the kruvim and the srofim and the gududim, whatever these wonderful spiritual forces are. Va'eis ha-shah noshka Kodesh Baruch Hu v'l-notel nishmosei b'neshikas peh. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kiss, whatever that means, and took the neshama of Moshe with the neshika's pair. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol boichem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, cried. It says in Tehillim, Miyakum li'imreim mi'yitzev li'im po'le oven. Baruch HaKadosh Omeru v'lokam novi oid b'Yisrael ke'moyshe. Fascinating. Gemara, Midrash. Moshe ben Yosheb b'chine tzadik v'ra toivlo. Tistalek me'l oylem al yedei neshikas piv shen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did Moshe die? The best way to die. Neshika's pif, Mrs. Neshika. She gives him a kiss and then a neshama goes. Neshmosa haya nishmis kailelis and called Klal Yisrael. His neshama included all of Klal Yisrael, but Esi, Staklusa, Nashaka, Koreshboch, Kaviyachal, the Knesset Yisrael. That Neshika, Kaviyachal, was a kiss to the whole of Klal Yisrael. Lumazoyes, Rebbe Akiva haya b'chines tzarek v'ralo. How did Rebbe Akiva die? We stalak min oilem kiyochel in den shikas shel Rebbe Akiva l'Kodesh Baruch Hu. He died giving Hashem a kiss. Moshe died because, you see this pattern, we've seen it all along. Moshe Rabbeinu dies because Hashem gives him a kiss. Rebbe Akiva dies while he's giving Hashem the kiss. Kodesh Shel has a Kodesh Baruch Hu mean megalik himself to them. Today, we megala Kodesh Baruch Hu through our efforts. He doesn't megala himself to us. We megala him. Okay. That's the Midrash. That Midrash has a lot of work to do, that Midrash. I don't know why I brought the whole thing. It's a fascinating Midrash to look at. The Pirisha Grol Apostle, Yishakenim in the Shiko is Piyu, at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, famous Vilna going there. Mubah Shalachari Alo Laksiv Meshiko is Piyu. Piho and Piv. Pihu is made up of two words. Piho and Piv. Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noshek L'Knesset Yisrael. Piho. Ulam Me'idach Gam Knesset Yisrael Noshek L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Piv. There's two mouths. A kiss needs two mouths. Yishakenim in Ishikas Pihu. Should have said Piv. I will kiss you with a kiss of my lips. What's pihu in the plural? There's piha and piv. Hashem's kiss and Knesset Yisrael's kiss. Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noshek L'Klal Yisrael. Ula Me'idach Gam Knesset Yisrael Noshekes L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Unamshich Es Divrei Agro. Matai Yisrael Noshekes Knesset Yisrael L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. When was the kiss? This is the going talking. When was the kiss of Knesset Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'istaklusa shel Rebbe Akiva, Neiridik v'nifra. Yishakenim min shekis pihu, Hashem kisses Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael k'viyochol kisses Hashem. When? When Rebbe Akiva was being murdered. There was the kiss of Knesset Yisrael to Hashem. The Shah Shahitzi is Rebbe Akiva Laharigo. Zman Kriyashma Hayo. When they took Rebbe Akiva out to kill him, it was Zman Kriyashma. I need to know what the time is. That's the whole story. Kriyashma. Vayasokin is Besorab Masalka Shalbazu. Vayamakabal Ravel Malchus Shemai. He was busy with Kriyashma. He was busy with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemai. They're busy scraping the flesh off his bones. Amrulo Taminim Rebbeinu Atkan. A person has to be so. Together, this is what's going on. Amalev, kol yomai hayisim mitzta'ar. All my life, I was worried about this pasuk. B'kol nafshecha, afino noitales nafshecha. That you have to love Hashem, b'kol nafshecha. Even while they're taking your life, you have to love Hashem. Amati, matai yovel lidei v'akamele. What am I going to do to b'kaim this tzivoy? You have to wait for somebody to come and kill you before you can. Now that it's fine, we got ya. I've been preparing myself for this my whole life. Now that it's here, I shouldn't utilize the moment. He slipped out the echod. His neshama went out. Simple chat is why he was saying echod, but you'll see. Yotzes abaskol v'amra ashrecher b'kibushi yotzeso nishmoso be'echod. Happy are you, Rabbi Akiva, because your neshama went out be'echod. What does that mean? This must have Rabbi Kiva, Shehi Kamu, Bechinas Tzadik Veralo. Rabbi Kiva was the total aspect, the prototype, the archetype of Tzadik Veralo. His achda be'echad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoy kebolos yisurim besimcha. He became unified, be'echad. Yoyitzi nishmosa be'echad. He became one with Hashem. How? Kebolos yisurim besimcha. He was mekabel the yisurim besimcha. Zu keshe shel dveikus, keshe shel ha'ava, nitzchis, shemachzira knes Yisrael leboyer. That's the return. That's when we give back the dveikus, the kesha, the ava, we return that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zu betochen gomo bo bo yisparach. That's total betochen in Hashem, betochen ha-kailel halicha achra b'kol tanai b'kol matzav. That's Rashi's betochen. Go after Hashem no matter what. Even if you're not getting what you want. Zu yisod ha-yichud, sod ha-neshika shal knes yol ha-boyre. That's the yichud, and that's the secret of the kiss to Knesset Israel, the boiler. We have to find our own ways of this. These are principles. We have to learn how they apply in our lives. Not poshut. Kabbalah's Yusurim Basimcha is not a small matter. Sorry?
Certainly, they can't be trying to do it the way of Moshe. They don't do it the way
of Moshe. No. That's not your job. Why would you go back a level and slip back into that level?
You can't go to stage one.
You've been promoted to Kitabet. Why would you want to go back to Kitabet? If you want to, you can't, because you're just not holding there. You're not a Navi. You're not a Navi.
It's not possible.
There'll be aspects of it, as always. There's always aspects of everything and everything, but that's not the avoided. The avoided today is clearly not there. You see that. Tzadik Veralo rages. Rages. Kabbalah Yisurim B'Simcha Ba'av Ze Lo Pashut Bol Pashut Bichlal. Listen to this. It says, we've all heard that before, right? And we'll know what Rebbe Kiva had to say about it. Rebbe Kiva Omer, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah after Rebbe Kiva. What's hateful to you, to your friend, don't do. Somebody who wants from the one that he loves, he wants the love of that person to be to him shlema. That happens. He loves him because he doesn't want anything. He has no expectation of anything back. Somebody who's loving somebody else because he wants the other person to love him, or because he wants something back, he loves himself, Lo Israel, he doesn't love his friend. He wants him to repay him for the love. This is the love that a person has for his Reu, his friend. And Chazal tell us, Re'echo v'Re'avicha, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lurking in V'after Arecha Kamoicha in the Re'echo is two aspects. There's Re'echo Kepshuto, another yid, and there's Re'echo, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way as you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to love you unconditionally and not because of anything you're going to do for him, so do you have to love your friend? But you have to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu also without any expectation. What's hateful to your friend, don't do. The things Hashem hates, the Aveiras. The Kodesh Baruch Hu hates those things. She's our Lamb of Taros, and we warned about them. Not because you're going to get punished. That's a good thing, by the way. If you're not doing them because you're scared of the punishment, that's quite a hard argument. I wouldn't mazalzel in that. You have a bit of Yirish or Inish today, that's also a darga. You know, you're going to wait until you have Avos Hashem until you stop being Aveiras. Might take a while. Yirish or Inish is not a bad place to start. It's a pretty useful tool. Lo min zonon kim betzad shelo yishav ba'atzmo yishi bo tzad chilek. Don't you be divisive with Hashem. Don't you disagree with Hashem. What Hashem asked you to do because you don't want people, when you ask them to do something, to do it not. What you hate, people don't love you, and people don't do what you want. So do with Hashem. When he asks you to do something, do it. Unconditionally. That's the whole purpose of Torah and the Yichud. He was the one that learned the Sugar, but he was Makaimit. Mosad's well, Kiddush Hashem Mi'ava. His neshama went out totally united by echad im Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vezul etachlis hashlomus shibol hashlim baruchu v'nishmas esofa machshav al yaina soid hakadusha v'hayichud. Lo haye liba avushalom cholokala. There are no arguments with Hashem. He was totally united with what was happening. Moshe Kosov and Igdashti betoich b'nei Yisrael. Zera'ahu, re'ahu, v'nizah, v'soinem ashe snor, re'ehu, v'lo chilu shmoy. That's my beloved friend. He hates what the friend hates, and it's not machal Hashem opinion. Lo tachal lo ishem kodshi. Ad kam yetachnas avas harel reyayim. That's the pinnacle of love. Lahasi amaso chamavil ben shneim. Remove the barriers between you and the other person. Kidei laharis and meponim beponim ledavik bo dovuk nema. Velo yimsoi gufa ma'akev ze adveikus lazbeach lefonov. Whatever you want to do with that, have fun. Dargas that are, we have to find in our lives that. We have to find in that, this principle in your own life. You have to bring it all the way down to here. When we spoke about Nabari, the kibbutz is way beyond us, way beyond us. But to find it in your own life. Be medabit in those areas in your own life. To sit here thinking about what we just read now is way, way above where we're holding. Find a little nisayness in your life and the yachad those to Hashem. To become one with that thing, like a woman and her sister. You have to find it in the little things. Can't wait for the Rabbi Akiva moment. Because had Rabbi Akiva had it, Rabbi Akiva moment before he called Domov, he wouldn't have matzliach either. You know what the secret was? Kol Yomav Yitzdayer. He was working and preparing on it his whole life. He didn't start Rabbi Akiva. It took him a long time to become Rabbi Akiva, to get to the point. But to start preparing with the little things. The little things, there's lots of big things as well. But there's lots of little things in our life on a day-to-day basis, which we just go, oh, okay, because they're little. And we miss them, and it's a chaval. Those little things can help you build a whole reservoir, a whole bank account of experiences where you are able to turn around and say, thank you, Hashem. And in Makabalet HaYisurim HaZeh B'Simcha. Eh, that's not Yisurim, it's so small, it's so little. Chazal defined Yisurim. Very little. You put your hand in your pocket and you thought you had 10 shekels, you only have 9. Chazal call that Yisurim. Thank you, Hashem, for that Yisurim. Nah, that's not Yisurim. Nah, whatever. So you put your hand, you only got 9, big deal. What's the big deal? The big deal is you have to open up the pintrick and then Hashem opens for your big gateway. You don't have to wait. Don't wait for the, you know, for Rahman al-Islam, the big catastrophe, and then start working on being Makabal or Malchus Shemayim. The Bekiva didn't wake up in the morning where they were schlepping him out to kill him and go, oh, wow, better think about Yisurim Ba'ava. He'd been doing that his whole life. Call your mom. So when the big one comes, you're ready for it. How do you get ready for it? Start with the little things. Start being aware of the little Yisurim you have all day. And know that those are Yisurim and accept them for what they are. And it's not so hard to be a Simcha when you have Yisurim like you thought you had 10 shekels, you only have 9. It's not so hard there to start building your muscles in the body's Yisurim. Then you were able to look at the bigger ones with the same perspective. Is it all for shit? All for shit? Even if you get it intellectually clear and you know it intellectually, you're still going to be having a rough time around about, yeah. Because this is where the Yisurim really affect us. Yeah? You can be fully in touch that this is Einod Milvada and this is Hashem and your thoughts are all clear. And your body's roaring with fear and pain and suffering. That makes you feel better?
Yeah. Because you build up a muscle, you get stronger. And what the difference between 10 shekels and 9 shekels and having this. I'm saying like,
no, that's not the way we look at it. No, there's no anesthetic there that made him not feel it. There may be a spiritual level you can transcend pain. There was a Gedolei Yisrael in this generation that had surgery without anesthetic because they were in a sugar, they didn't feel anything. People that walked the street that we knew that way we could do that. You can take your head somewhere else completely. It's so lost in the sugya that you don't be able to achieve some kind of moment like that. But that's what we're looking for. We're looking to acknowledge the Yisurim as Yisurim for what they are. This is painful. Ze koev. But I'm a kabbal the koev, the simple, because I know where it's coming from and I know ultimately it's my good. I don't just say, oh, so I won't have milk in my coffee. I'll have the coffee without milk. No. This is tragic. This is horrible that there's no milk this morning. And I would love a cup of coffee with milk, but if that's what she wants, for name a couple. Yisurim ba'ava. Don't minimize the Yisurim you have, because Chazal tell you, you have to look for those little moments, because they're also Yisurim. What do you have to wait for? Masorke Basel with Masokas, but Bossa with, what do you have to wait for a moment like that to start getting in touch with the Bolish Yisurim Ba'av? There's lots of little things the whole day that could be Yisurim.
No.
Avada, 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 Avada. Because when you're having the surim, what are you going to do? Because you want to use those as opportunities to build muscles for the big thing. There's no steer, no steer whatsoever. I'm thanking Hashem for this moment of Yisurim. No, there's no half year. There's no half year. I'm thanking Hashem for the fact that there was no milk this morning. I'm a kabbal. Rabbi Akiva thanked Hashem for that moment. He was able to makayim. After Hashem alokecha b'chol nafshachol. That you can do. That's not a stirrer. Thank Hashem for the coffee, but coffee without milk is yuck. I don't want coffee without milk. That's why it's a surim. So thank you for at least this coffee. I have something to drink. At least I'm not starving to death. Okay, maybe. That's a chorus of toiv. Yeah, you have to be shaled that in there as well. I'm focusing on building muscle as an apprentice, the tochen guy. We're trying to build the tochen as babies. Because I'll tell us the way you do that is by focusing on things that to you are just kalach hayad. Acknowledge those you saw him in practice. Kol yomav, Rabbi Kiva was working on this. Kol yomav, he worked on it. So we also have to work on it. How do you work on it? Wait for some, you know, cataclysmic apocalypse moment to happen in your life, God forbid, and then you'll start working on Kabbalah. No, start down the little thing. Get used to practicing with the little thing. But it's not a steer, it's a matter of health. By the way, Samach Bachel is not a subject number. Samach doesn't mean I want 100, but I got 50, so now I'm happy. Samach Bachel means I'm Samach that I'm alive. Samach Bachel means that the mere fact that I'm alive is enough. I don't need anything more than that. They call us simchashim. Everything else is just a bit of a bonus. That's real Samach Bachel. So we're not holding there either. So we start by saying, thank you for the half cup of water. That's one of the places to work on that. Yeah. If you'll work on Birkas HaShachar properly, you'll have most of this avoided taken care of. That's what the Yitzhak doesn't make you think while you're saying Birkas HaShachar. Because if you think when you're saying Birkas HaShachar, then most of your day's work's done before you even get out of bed. 100%.
You too. Yeah, me.